Okay, so we're speaking today about the pasuk that we find here in Chumash. You can open up Parakhav Hey, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Parakhav Hey, Pasuk Yud Zayin. That's right, should be right there. Parashas Bar, yeah?
Yeah.
25:17. Pasuk says, V'lo so nu ish es ami so, yeresim el hacha, right? Now we've discussed this refrain you find here at the end of the pasuk. Mm-hmm. We had that earlier in Parshas Kedoshim. All of a sudden, the Torah tells you do X, Y, and Z. And by the way, you should fear God. I am Hashem, your God. Mm-hmm. What does A have to do with B? I mean, why are you sticking in this? It's a good idea. It's a nice. It's a lofty principle, right? What's the shaykhus to lo so nu ish es ami so? So Rashi here points out what he's mentioned previously. For example, we saw the pasuk says, "Mitnei seva takum, hadarta pnei zaken, reis malakecha, kenei Hashem malakecha." You should get up before seva, quote unquote, hadarta pnei zaken. You have to show honor to the sage. You have to get up before the aged person, and then v'yareis malakecha kenei Hashem malakecha. Whoa, what does one have to do with another? So Rashi over there said that that's the type of thing that's muster leiv. A person could sort of convince himself that he's doing the right thing. He'll pretend that he's doing something else, that he's learning. He doesn't see the chacham walk in, or he doesn't see the elderly person walk in, and he won't stand up. Right, so the Torah reminds us, no, it's maso leiv, but v'yareisim lakecha kenei Hashem lakecha. Meaning, Hashem knows what's in your heart. Don't think that you're just gonna pretend that you're a potter from this mitzvah. Hashem knows what the reality is. The same thing over here. And the pasuk tells us in Yud Zayin, lo so nu ish es ami so. Again, Rashi says, kan his here al ona'as devarim. Torah over here is warning against behavior that constitutes ona'as devarim. We'll see in a minute what ona'as devarim is. Rashi gives an example: shelo yaknit ish es chavero, lo yasienu eitzah sheinu genes. You shouldn't say not nice things. You shouldn't give bad advice. Lufi darko ha'naso shel yoetz, just because it benefits you. You can't tell him something under the pretext that it's good for him when really it's only good for you. That's a form of ona'as devarim. Who's going to know? And the guy says, listen, who's going to know? It's the type of thing I could pass off as having been well-intended. I'll say, I thought it was good advice. It turns out that it was bad advice, but what could I do?
It says you're not supposed to embarrass a fellow in public.
Right.
But what if you do it in private?
What do you mean? Under what? What are you just embarrassing for?
You're
no purpose?
You're brutally honest to a person in private.
For what? For what purpose?
You just want to be honest with them.
I'm saying, well, it might depend. If a person is engaging what we call tochacha, if he's giving a rebuke, he's trying to help him, he's trying to make him a better person, then it could be that harsh words are okay. If a person's being unnecessarily, without any toelas, that could be ona'as devarim. We'll see in a minute that sometimes speaking in a way that a person doesn't necessarily enjoy hearing is permissible if it's for a toelus, if it's for a benefit, but you can't go beyond what's necessary, right?
No, but it always indicates
extreme
public
force. That's a separate iser of, I'm saying there could be violations of ona'as devarim even where it's not in public. We'll see in a minute. I tell a guy something that's hurtful to him, and there's no one else around to hear it. That's still ona'as devarim.
But I mean, let's say you're not doing it to be cruel. You just want to apprise him of something.
Okay, so let's see. Well, we're going to get to that. Hold off two minutes, and we'll see. Some of those things might be permissible. Your intentions have a lot to do with this violation. Okay. The imtomer miyodei in this kavant. Who says it? Maybe I didn't mean bad. Just
I mean, that's why it says I am Hashem.
To say, hey, you got to be honest. Don't pass it off as something that it's not. Exactly. That's what Rashi says. Exactly. Therefore, says Rashi, l'kach ne'amar, v'yareisim lakecha, Hayadei Machshavos. Who Yadei? Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, there's no hiding from that. And then Rashi reminds us, Kol Davar Hamaseh Leiv. Anything that's sort of in a person's own heart to gauge whether or not it's correct or incorrect, Shein Makir Elamisha Hamachshava Leivo. Other people around won't be able to gauge what's in this guy's Machshava. What's his real intentions? Again, Ne'amar Bo Yireis Malakecha. That's the reminder. You gotta do the right thing, even though no one else around you knows what you're doing, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires. That's the Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah, but in the Hakafos.
Yep, they were in the Hakafos.
Okay,
that's true. All right, so let's see a little bit of the parameters of this Isser. The Gemara, interesting Gemara in Bava Metzia, Nun Chesam and Beis, has a long list here. Of, as we'd expect, of examples of things that are inappropriate and are violative of Onas Devarim. The Mishnah says that Kishem She'onah B'mekach U'memkar Kach Onah B'dvarim. Just like there's a form of Onah when you do business, there's also an Onah that's simply a function of the way you speak to someone. A person shouldn't say, for example, you go with your friend.
So that's why it's written next to each other.
Which? V'yaris Melkecha.
I don't know what that means.
What are you asking? It's right next to.
No, it says when you do
business. Yeah. We're going to see, because there are psukim that talk about business. So Chazal said, look, there are psukim that talk about business openly. What do I need another pasuk saying? Lo sonu es yasami so.
Oh, that must be a fellow.
Do not agree with your fellow. Right, that must mean to a different form of onah. So the Mishnah says, just like it's also to be involved in onah that's mekach based. Not to be involved in Ono that's Dibur based. What's an example? You should walk over to your friend. He has a for sale sign out in front of his house on his, his lawnmower. You have no intention of buying it. He's obviously eager to get rid of it, to sell it. So you walk up and say, oh, how much is the lawnmower? Right? You don't intend to buy it. That's Ono. Why? Because he's sort of, you're baiting the guy. You know, he's getting ready. He thinks he's going to sell it. That's a form of Ono Stavar. That's a missions example. Specifically, when who ain't a rotzalikach, but if you're maybe if you're potentially interested,
what masekta is this?
Bav Metzia. Not long ago. Right?
Yeah, somehow I missed it.
It's a mission on Nunches, Hazahav. Then the mission says if he's a Baal Tshuva, person Baal Tshuva, you don't tell him, hey, remember when you used to do those Yisurim? Remember when you used to eat Chazer? You're causing him to reflect on something that maybe is not so pleasant to him. Same thing if he's a ger. You don't say, oh, remember what your ancestors did. You came from pagans. You came from, you know, idolaters. You know what your forefathers were doing? Or you know what your family does? Right? Oh, it's holiday time. What's your family doing? Right? That's called Ona. You're causing a person grief unnecessarily. Well, what's the purpose in doing that? Then the Gemara gives a couple of other examples. Guy has Yisur and some bad stuff has been happening to him. So you don't say to him, well, I guess you deserve that. Right? I guess you must get some soul searching to do. You need to do some introspection. Obviously, if you're having this bad stroke of luck, this bad run,
not necessarily.
You must. Okay, that's a separate issue. That's not necessarily true, right? Forget about that. But even if it were true, even if a person was able to say that, that's not appropriate to say. What are you causing the guy tzar for? Then. Another example, the Gemara says,
If it is true that by thinking and doing tshuva, etc.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. It could be that if you're trying to get inspire him to do the right thing, that might be okay. Yeah. We'll see in a minute, the Rosh Hashulchan is going to address that. Let's say a person comes to your house, they want to buy something. They come to your store, they want to buy something. And you don't have that. You just want to get rid of the guy. So you tell him, no, I don't have that. Why don't you go down the block, so-and-so has it. And you know the guy doesn't have it. You're just trying to get rid of him. That's a no. You don't have to do that. You say, I don't have it. That can't help you. I'm sorry. Don't send them on a wild goose chase. So I'm okay. Just, why would anyone do that? But people do all kinds of things. Yeah, people do things. That people have, they get certain kind of pleasure out of these things. This is an isser of I don't know.
Well, sometimes they think the other guy may have it.
That's okay. That's different. And then the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud says like this. Tani Tanakamud Kameh Derav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Kol HaMalbim Nei Chaver Merabim, is what you were asking about before. person who publicly embarrasses his friend, it's like he kills him. So a different idea is bound up with that Maimar Chazal. But you know, the simple traditional pshat is that you cause him embarrassment, and you know, the blood rush leaves his face, he goes pale, he becomes flushed, he becomes pale. It's like you're killing him. I think on a deeper idea, a deeper level, Chazal are telling us that if you're really machshev another person's worth, right, you would never do that. You would never take a guy and embarrass him in public. And if you viewed his self-worth as equal to yours, right? I would never want to be embarrassed in public. But why are you willing to do it to someone else? Well, he's obviously not so important. It's like he's saying he's not a person. He's not a chashim. He's not the chashivas of the adam. I'll do whatever I want. I wouldn't want that done to myself. Yeah, but I'm a person. I'm chashiv. So it's obviously subconscious. No one's thinking that through. But Lahavdi Alaf Avdalos, and they say the Nazis, in order to do what they did to Klal Yisrael, or to anybody really, they had to dehumanize. They had to dehumanize the race before they could commit such atrocities. Same thing, on some level, a guy who's embarrassing his friend in public is essentially dehumanizing him. You say, okay, you never do that to someone that you feel has the same kind of emotions and sensitivity as you, so how could you get past that? Well, it's not a person, not... Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan goes through this this mitzvah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's say...
Yes. We'll get to it more in depth in a minute, but the Sefer HaChinuch, in discussing this this mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, he writes, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom, b'chol zman, it applies whether there's a base of mikdash, there's no base of mikdash. We don't blow shofar on Yovel, but this mitzvah applies. You're not allowed to overdo it women, men, it applies to men and women. I feel big tanim, even when it comes to children. Roi lehizahir, you have to be careful. Shel hachivon midvarim yosamidah, you can't overdo it. Zula say mashet srichin harbe kideshi chumusar. Whatever they need, right? Whatever they need to get Musar, that's permissible. You could go up to the point where you think it's necessary for their chinuch, but once you're already overdoing it, which sometimes could happen in the classroom, that's wrong. That's usur. Even with your own children, Sefer Chinuch says, even your own kid, you're reprimanding your own kid. Bibinov, Ubinosov, Ubine Beso, the rest of his family members, Shaladam, and Hamekel Behem Shalot Tsar, Minyanam Eila, Yim Tzachayim Bracha Bekavod. The person is very careful not to cause unnecessary strife in this way, he'll see, his house will be blessed and he'll have simcha and many good things. Yeah, you want to ask something?
Yeah, like one time I said that people who don't...
Who does this answer apply to? What does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk say? Lo sonu ish es amisa. What's amisa? How do they translate amisa? His fellow, don't agree with your fellow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about a guy who doesn't keep mitzvahs? Guy doesn't care about mitzvahs. Doesn't care about halacha. Is that amisa? Is that your fellow? Or maybe fellow means he's with you in mitzvahs, with you in Torah mitzvahs. Right? Achicha, for example, you have elsewhere.
No, but that's not a good answer because.
What's not a good
somebody
answer?
Will say, "Oh, I keep all the mitzvahs."
Well, no,
I
think just, you're not keeping
this
one.
I just
think it's a mitzvah to talk in shul.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's see.
Because everyone does it.
Let's see. All right, so let's see. Let's see. We'll get to that next when we talk about Ona of Rishayim. Let me just go through Sefer HaChinuch a little bit. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan a little bit.
7 times quiet.
Because he goes through the halachos. Again, like Gnei Mastas, which we spoke about last week, which is in Choshen Mishpat. This halach is also in Choshen Mishpat. This is Reish Chav Ches. The Aruch HaShulchan goes through essentially the Gemara that we mentioned before. He gives a little bit of a hezber as to what the Isser is. He says, just like it's also to be ma'ane a person in Mecca, so too it's also to be ma'ane him in speech. He says that's an Isser from the Torah. It's a Torah prohibition. It's not just a nice thing. The Lo Son Mishas, he quotes the Pasuk. V'darshu Chazal, Chazal say, Da'asi Lanos Tavarim. How do I know this Pasuk is for Anos Tavarim? Because like Pesach pointed out, you have a whole series of psukim that are speaking about the Mekach and Memkar. You already have different pasuk. So what's this pasuk for? This pasuk says the Aruch HaShulchan is obviously for Onos Tavarim. That's what Rashi quotes. Okay, then he quotes the idea that the Pasuk is Messiah with Ani Hashem. Hashem will require this of you eventually if you do this. And he says that Anos Tvarim is worse than Anos Mo. Anos Mo, a guy cheats someone in business. So you can make it up to him. You can pay him back. Anos Tvarim is a pagam in a person's guf. You've harmed him in his very core, and you can't fix that. That's not something that you could pay back a person. You can give it back to him. You could say sorry, but still you're never going to be able to fully correct what you've done. That's why anything that's really been al machavero is very, very severe. We try to be very marked on those things. Okay. Your question, Pesach. Chashulchan says that some are of the opinion that this only applies to people who are not sinners. You could speak harshly to sinners. Right? Aval a Rasha, a sinner, well, you'll have to, I guess, define what a Rasha is. Who's a Rasha? Right? The guy does everything else and he just speaks in shul. I know you're going to call the guy a Rasha, but at least there's an opening to be more harsh with someone who's doing the wrong thing. The Shema is a Yashuv B'tshuva. Why? Because maybe he'll do the right thing. You tell the guy, listen, hey, I asked you once to stop speaking in shul. You're not supposed to talk in shul. Please stop. It's the wrong thing. It's disturbing everyone else's davening. You know, maybe he'll be inspired to do tshuva. And again, you have to use, you really have to use your seichel. I'm not you. I'm saying anyone who does this, you got to be very careful. You walk a fine line. It's true. You can turn a guy off and he says, okay, that's it. I'm never coming back to shul again.
Two things. Number one, can you do that in public? Or do you have to, like, call him privately?
I don't know. It's a good question. He's not talking about here, public or private. He just says, "Oh no, Tvarim." Would it be worse if he did it in public? I would take this. If it can be done privately, then you shouldn't do it publicly. Right? If you can call a guy over quietly and say, "Listen, I just, you know, I just want to tell you, really disturbing and dominating," and you know, I guess you could try that first. And if it doesn't work, then you could maybe have to resort to more public admonishing, admonition.
Admonishment?
Is it admonishment? Not an admonition. Admonishment? You sure?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Admonition.
Could be wrong.
I don't know. Neither one sounds right now. You know how that happens sometimes.
You have access to the same.
Now it's in my head. All right.
What about walking to a store?
Huh?
What about teasing a store?
Into a store?
Into the Russia store. Make him think you're going to buy it. And then you
no, that you can't. I don't think you can do that. That's because here it's for Tavalos. Here you're doing it to be... to correct
him. He's Russia. He might...
Yeah, but I don't think that's... He's clearly not saying that.
Oh, he's clearly not saying that.
He says...
The store case of...
The Shema Zayid... Shema Ayideza Yashuv B'tshuva. That's the only reason why it's put there. You can't walk into a store, you know, and get him all excited that you're going to buy something and... See, that's another thing. You're not supposed to walk into a store with the impression that you're there to buy things, and you're really not. You can walk and say, I'm just looking around. Is that okay? Usually people don't care. But if a guy starts thinking that you're there to buy something, it's a form of onah. Listen to this lashon. This is a funny lashon. Misha's ma'anes atzmo, shaholech b'derech lo tov. Yeah, he's not doing the right thing. V'sover shaholech b'derech hayasha. But he thinks he's doing the right thing. So he's sort of tricking himself. He's tricking himself because he's doing the wrong thing, but he's doing the
right thing. He's
rationalizing. That guy, you could be ma'an him. You could speak out against him. Sha'adam kaza, eino b'chal ha-yashuv, v'derech eretz. This guy is not part of Amisa, as far as this is concerned. That guy, you can be ma'an him. V'tzarech li'zahar b'yoser ba'onas ha-ger. Now he goes into those people that you have to be exceedingly careful about. You have to be exceedingly careful when it comes to a ger. Care, the Torah says a number of times, has to be treated with extra special care, right? We're told we once gave him in Mitzrayim, and therefore we have to be super sensitive to it. And the same thing with the Yasam. The Yasam also, a person has to be exceedingly careful.
But that's only regarding...
Just as well. Then he goes on to talk about Onos Ishto. You have to be exceedingly careful about Onas Ishto. La'olam, the Gemara says, Adam Zahir Bechvod Ishto. A person has to be exceedingly careful with the kavod of his wife, respect of his wife. She'ein bracha mitzi b'toch beisol shel Adam el b'shel Ishto. Because a man's home is blessed because of his wife. Right? A person who has a happy wife has a happy home. Right? That's just the way it goes. But dafka b'mili de beisa. Listen to what he says now. He says, but there's a qualification. He says, this is when it comes to matters of this world. Wife says, I want this couch, I want these curtains, I want this carpet, whatever she wants, right? That's mili d'shmaya, that's mili d'ara. That's fine. But when it comes to mili d'shmaya, no. Then you know, you're not so quick to cave in, not so quick to capitulate. Mili d'shmaya, you say, listen, this is what the halacha is, and this is where we're going to do things here. Obviously, you have to say it nicely. But she says, you know what, I don't really think we need to do that. Why do we need to do that? My father didn't do that, or whatever the case is. He says, that's not something that you have to cave in on. And you shouldn't. In monas, also mider chatov, also l'shmal kein. If she, maybe not intentionally, but even if this would be the net effect, then she's preventing the person from doing that which is proper, and you give in, you're doing the wrong thing. The person will do this, will follow this course and give in on these things, and prevent himself from living according to the standard that he could otherwise reach and otherwise maintain. He's doing something that's not good for him spiritually, to say the least. I mean, that's a nice way of translating Nofel B'Gehenna. But then he goes on again to say about Kol Shekein Shetzarech Adam Lizahar Ba'onos Yisomim Ve'almanos. But I forget who it was, Ravaran Salvejik, I said. That he said, we never argued with his wife. So he says, we had an agreement. Agreement was my wife would be in charge of everything that was, you know, this world, and I would be in charge of Mili Nishmaya. So he said, we only argued on one thing. What did you argue about? He says, we only argued on which thing was Mili Nishmaya and which thing was Mili. We argued on which thing was heavenly and which thing was earthly. That was their argument. You know, if you look at life through eyes of the Torah, so a lot of things that people otherwise think are mundane are really Torah principles.
Like
Torah.
What?
I don't know, like what?
Target? Throwable or whatever it is?
I had a friend that I was in there to show. I had a friend. They moved from Haranov to the Gush area. And his mother used to carry a pistol.
His mother?
In her bag, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
of course.
And that, not the kind of woman that you meet her, you wouldn't expect her to be that kind of woman. She wasn't like...
in Israel, yeah.
Well, it depends where. I mean,
at
the time, like, I was very surprised to hear that. Okay. Anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan goes right. Yesh ba'onos devarim shnei mini onos. Now he says there are two types of onos. And he basically goes through the onos that we already discussed, the buying and the making believe that you're interested and you're not really going to buy, or you remind the person of his past, all those things. At the end, after mentioning...
Well, wait a minute. I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay.
But when it said you have to give in to your wife on certain things?
Yeah.
That's Baba Matzia?
Yeah, he said that's based on the Gemara Matzia. Nun Tess. Lo'olam yehi odom zar b'kvod ishto. Yeah. It says over there specifically that if you give in on the wrong thing, it's bad.
Right.
That's on the next one. That's on Nun Tess on
Aleph. But why do you have to give in? On even those things.
Because the woman's very sensitive and you're going to cause her undue aguas nefesh if you say no. What do you have to fight her for? I'm not saying you know, you have to let your wife spend your whole life savings.
I'm not even talking about money.
Right, right. I don't think he's talking about money either. So, you know, like the difference between A and B, if he does it right, if you don't care, so...
My wife liked the blue cash.
Do care?
The blue
cash. Why should you give in?
You gotta suck it up.
Why?
I'm going to tell her for something.
That's what makes makes the world happy. So it makes the world go around.
No,
I can tell
there are people that have a different opinion. You know what
like
they're called?
That, you know, we'll go with the
divorce.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would never. Single. I wouldn't say
that. You got your hands full, brother.
He's not sorry. He's up front. He's up front. Yeah. So listen to how he ends this discussion.
He's at the bucket.
He says like this. This is interesting. The chinim nishal. Sheil al dvar chachma. You want to ask someone an area, a learning, a psak, or something. Lo yomer mi she'ina yodei osa chachma. Ma toshi b'davar zeh. You don't go over to the guy and say, hey, you know the guy is strictly a noshim, nizikin, moed guy. You don't come over and ask him something about kachim. You don't ask him something like, hey, what do you think about this? Guy doesn't know what you're talking about. What are you going to do that for? You're just going to make him feel bad? You want to show him, ooh, you don't know this? That's on those dvarim. You're not supposed to show a guy up. You know, there's no reason for that.
Intentionally. But he may know. I mean, you know, you don't know.
We
don't
tell you the case. The case is you have to know. Lumisha in yodeo.
Then that's different.
This is, it's not just these examples. Any other example that you could think of that fits into this basic rubric is going to be equally awesome. V'chein yizar shel yichanos shem ra l'chaveir. Shouldn't call your friend by a nickname that's not a nice one, right? Afal pishu rogil b'osokina. The guy lived his whole life. He was known as Stinky, right? You know, you don't call a guy Stinky. Not nice. That's called a kina. That's awesome. That's a nice tvar. I say, oh, he's used to it already. Yeah, he's used to it. But every time you say it, he's got a grade on a guy a little bit. Stinky or whatever, peewee, whatever you could think of. That's not a pleasant name. Im kavana solavaisho b'kino yizeh elser. Now the Aruch HaShulchan qualifies as if it's your intent to embarrass him. Others claim that no, even if your intent is not to embarrass him, it's still elser because it's inherently elser. But he's of the opinion, which seems to fit with his whole understanding of an elser tavarim, it's where your intent is to embarrass him. If you just call him that because, you know, that's what everyone calls him and you don't really intend anything negative, so he claims that wouldn't be onah. But if it is your intent, then you're back to hamavim panei chaver. It's like Shofech Domin.
When I was in a French class, my teacher called it was very nasty. And she was so nasty, I took it as a badge of honor. It made me smile. Just got to her.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I couldn't let her win. I couldn't answer it back.
So what do you say? What do you say about Bashogang? Let's say a person did this accidentally. What do you say about that?
Did what?
He unintentionally caused the guy embarrassment. Or he said something that hurt him. And by accident. Would he say he was in violation of also Misha Sam himself?
I think so.
Hmm?
I think so.
You think so?
No, that was not your intention.
No, it wasn't your intention.
No, I'm saying the opinion holds that you have to actually stop and do it for you.
With intention?
Right.
With intention, then yeah, he would hold not.
Sounds like it, right?
But he...
I'm not talking about another Kina. Forget about the Kina. Just in general. Not the nickname, in general.
Yeah, right.
So listen to the chinuch. This is the chinuch in Reish Mem Gimel. This is the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, which is also one of these very seemingly open-ended mitzvahs, right?
Well, but the very fact that since he wasn't careful and that's what made him...
well, it depends. It could depend on how uncareful he was. You're talking about now standard of care. Was the guy shogei? Was he poshea? Could be there's a difference. Right, but I'm saying it could be there's a difference. Well, let's see.
Right.
Let's say it's totally shogeg.
Right. I'll be honest.
Right. I'll give you an example. Over Oreha Velonisa B'momen Chaver L'Shomro. You did something to protect the resources of your friend. Kol Shekinim Hezekal Sab B'momen Otsara B'Shum Davar L'Das Bito Asezu. So what does he say? L'Das. The chinuch lashon is like you did it intentionally. The implication is if you did a b'shogeg, you're not mevatel, right? If you did a b'shogeg, you're not mevatel, the assay. And then later he says earlier in Reish Mem, he says ve'over aleha ve'hilbim p'nei chaver b'rabim b'mezid. Again, so like the Sefer Chinuch seems to be of the opinion that all of these things are crimes of intent.
I'm not so sure, because if a person says I'm going to give you this dollar to please watch, and don't leave it around. Well, the person who receives the dollar may say, "Well, it's only a dollar," but he may not, you know, he may not realize the importance of it. In other words, he has an obligation to be. Well, he may be a shomer chinam. He's taking this upon himself. He may have an actual responsibility. Not
okay,
just
that's what I'm saying. Sometimes
it's
different levels of.
It should be negligent.
Right.
By negligent, those also.
But as I'm saying, he stresses otsar b'shem davar ladas, and then again he says b'mezid, and the Ramban actually, the Ramban over here in Vayikra Chafei Tazvav writes hama'ana ladas. Is over, but also the Ramban clearly is of that opinion. Yeah.
So he's not even doing a normal shemir; he's just being totally negligent.
The tour also, the tour in this siman Reish Chav Chas writes, "V'yizahar Adam, mi lavanos." I think is probably the way he pronounces it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from the lashon of making white, right? From halbanos pnei chaver, mi lavanos. I would say Livnos, but I don't think that would be good. Livnos is to build. So I mean, Livnos, Pnei Chaver, B'Rabim, B'Mezid. It's also stressing the Mezid. So from all these things, I'm sorry, that's not the Torah Lashon. Torah Lashon is, let me take that back. Torah Lashon is, Yizar Adam Milvanos, Milachanos. Milachanos is the Kinoi. The Torah says you're not allowed to be Machana, your Chaver, with the Kinoi. Shame. L'chaviro, k'dei l'vaisho. Again, like the Aruch HaShulchan, too embarrass. Afilu shehu rogel b'oso kinoi. Even if the person is already accustomed to that kinoi, k'even shekavanoso l'vaisho. Doesn't matter that he's already immune to it, your intent is to cause him harm, that's a maisa of ina. It's a maisa of being ma'ana yuchav. You cause him a name that's not a nice name to cause him some upset, even if he's used to hearing it 1,000 times, that's still an iser for you, because your kavana, says the Torah, Shekivein Levaisha. And you see again in all these cases here, Shulchan Aruch also, Kavanasa Levaisha is also, certainly sounds like any of these things that would be done with real Shigiga would be considered non-violations. So,
in fact, they shouldn't even embarrass the kid in class, because that's not necessary.
Well, that's what Pesach was asking. Again, it depends.
My father didn't do that. We used to say, see me after the class, you used to speak to the kids separately, because right. Otherwise you got an open rebellion. The kid's not going to. His kid certainly wants to protect himself. He's going to act even worse.
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting all kinds
you know,
of.
You know, and you got to set a good example for him. Otherwise, he's not going to be responsible in reverse to you or the rest of the class.
So here is just a hypothetical case. Let's say you made up with someone to.
And
Gedol Shena, like when you're in yeshivas or in camp, that's a big thing. Gedol Shena, you don't wake me up now. What do you mean? I have to get up to do this. That's Gedol Shena. Gedol Shena means you're stealing my sleep. So they always say Gedol Shena is the worst type of gezel. Why? Because you can't pay it back. Anything else you steal from me, you can pay me back. You can't pay me back my sleep.
Can't take it.
Right? You can't take it either. That's also true. You can't really have a tfisa on it. So it's interesting that the post can discuss this. Where this term come from? You don't find it. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Talmud. It's not in the Rishonim. Where did this term come from? Gezel Shena.
Maybe yeshivas.
What? So they say the Sefer that quotes Reb Chaim Kamenevsky, his contemporary Gadol Eretz Yisrael, he said this term Gezel Shena. Said it's not a real halachic term. He said it's a term from the Bali Musar. So the Bali Musar were the ones that coined this phrase, and. He says it's an Indian of Aftal Yechad Kamocha. Certainly, like anything else, you don't do to someone else what you know you wouldn't want done to you, or you treat someone else the way you would want to be treated either way. And since a person who is sleeping, so you have to treat him with a certain type of chesed. Sometimes, though, you have to wake the person up. You have to wake him up. Let's say the guy's sleeping, and you locked out. Do you have to stay outside the whole night?
It depends who you are, who's sleeping.
No, let's say your roommate's in the dorm, and he closed the door, and he's locked the door, and you want to get in. Mm. Right? So what do you say? Does the guy stay outside just knocking, or just not knock, or just stand there? What should you do?
That guy was over the essay.
That's right. He didn't show chesed to you.
No. It's just the limit for that reason.
He has to show you a chesed. Now, what do you mean? He has to show you a chesed letting you in. You have to show him a chesed letting him sleep, but now your chesed is confronting his chesed. Your v'haftar yecha kamocha is butting up against his v'haftar yecha kamocha. So
you have undermined your existence.
Right.
It's only
midah k'negah midah. Well, it's not so much that. It's not like that. It's not nekama. But you're saying it's an Indian.
No, that's just
he has to perform the chesed.
Not like to get right. back, but it's like.
But that's the predicament. It's midah k'negah midah. He put himself in that predicament. Right. Right. Exactly.
I don't know.
In any event, that's what Chaim Kanievsky said, that it's in that case, it's mutter to wake up the roommate to get in. That's
mutter,
because it's chesed. And the guy has to show you the chesed of getting in.
But the one who's locked out has to remember to take his key.
Yeah, let's assume that wasn't
a human being also.
But the Pisrei Choshen is also a contemporary posek, his name is Rav Bloy. Rav Bloy has a whole set of Sorma Choshen Mishmar called the Pisrei Choshen. He has a Sefer Mezuzah, and Shatnes, and Mevalos. I forget exactly what his official title is, but he's a high-ranking member of the Eidei Charedes. I forget exactly.
Where did he learn?
Where did he learn? I don't know. He's around now. You could I'm sure there's a Wikipedia page or something. You could check this forum. You could check this forum. But I think he lives in Ramat Eshkol, and he's a post-it in Eretz Yisrael. I actually once sent him a shayla through someone that had a connection. He went and he said, I'm not answering that shayla. He didn't like to answer shaylas from Chutz La'aretz. Like, that's his thing. He said, listen, he didn't answer shaylas to us. All right. He's been in Chutz La'aretz, I know, because I think the OU has had some involvement with him or interaction with him. But in any event, actually, he writes in his sefer, Pisrei Choshen, that Gezel Sheina is an Isser. He says it's a real Isser, and it falls into this category of Lo Sonu Ishus Amiso. So it's a real Isser. He's the Al-Bezdin, the Badatz. The Al-Bezdin of the Badatz of the Charedis. And he says that there's Isser of Anos Devar Midaraisa. Why? Because you're being Mitzar him. He says, okay, the Loshon Gezel is not exactly accurate, but it said it's still Mitzar, your friend. So I read you some of his Loshon. I'm not going to go through all of it. He has a long discussion over here.
And he doesn't take any checks from the United States either, because he doesn't answer the questions.
So listen.
He set himself up that way. But it's convenient.
All right, I don't want to get off the topic. Anyway, he writes here, Omer Chazal, Kishem, She'ono, B'mekach, U'memkakach, Ono, B'dvarim. Ubechlal nos devarim hamitzaras chavir b'devarim. Now he goes a whole list here. All right, there's a list. He says or hamavaisha b'devarim, either mitzarim b'devarim or you embarrass him b'devarim. You say something that's embarrassing, you say something that's hurtful. Either one. Some say even if you're multi shamer, that's also included in lo sonu ishus amiso. And there's no teshlumin, and you don't get malchus min haTorah, but you get nidoy. Either you get put in chayim until you make amends. There's no malchus because I guess it's a lav shein b'maisa. So yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole arichas here. He has a long discussion here, but he writes like this: Matzatzi lo nachon lahoyer kan al kama dvarim she nifetzu b'avanasein harabim gam b'mechaneinu. He says, I want to talk for a moment about some things that I see are widespread even in our own dalamos, and people are very lax about it. B'shat nefesh b'shogeg b'dvarim she bein adam l'chaveru. The kama dvarim, he says, I already discussed elsewhere. I brought many examples, and I already mentioned the Rambam in Onos Devarim, who says you're not allowed to scare your friend. Yeah. You can't sneak up on a person and scare him. He says you do that. Rambam says that's Osir. That's Onos Devarim. So too in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that a person is not allowed to do that. It's Chayv Midinei Shemayim.
Do the kids know that too? They teach us.
I can't tell you. If someone comes up behind his friend and he'll yell, he'll scream in the dark. That's he says that would be also Osir. Then he says Gezel Sheina. Then in the Sefer, Hizor b'Mamon Chavreichem, not familiar with that Sefer, Herech b'Inyan Gezel Sheina. V'Nira Poshut, Shemekivan Shetzar Godelhu, since it's a significant tzar that he calls in, Harehu b'Chlal Zev Lo Sonu. Then he writes parenthetically, Loshon Gezel Einu Medhiya Kolkach, Aval Isser Tzar Vada Yishpazeh. It's certainly being the tzar of someone, and it should be also for that reason. Okay, it's not Gezel. Right, like Rachanevsky said. You're making noise in the house or in the street. You live on the second floor and you're walking around in, I don't know, high heels on a wooden floor, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not proper. That's beyond what's acceptable in terms of normal convention. So he says that's b'klal mitzar. Uproshet shadvarim hechreichim v'chim v'dvarim she. Sorry, proshet shadvarim hechreichim. Things that you must do. V'chim v'dvarim shigratim. Establish ein b'zeh iser. Things that again that are normal and they're not considered unusual. That's not considered no. Why? Shal das kein adam dar b'kol mashish shachin me'alav. Person knows that he has a neighbor. There's going to be some type of walking on the floor.
Yeah,
but that's you sign up for that. There's a certain expectation, but beyond what's acceptable, that he says is potentially in the realm of onav, being a mitzar person, right? He says you should walk at night with softer shoes. You shouldn't walk around with clunky shoes. Don't run the machines at night. Again, this is
put carpet down.
So some buildings actually have a law. You have to put down a certain amount that has to be covered by carpet. Okay. Don't run the various machinery. Don't start banging. I mean, again, these are things I think are all seichel there. But it says if you do this, you really violate halacha. It's not just you're not being a nice guy. You could be really violating halacha.
On halacha.
Oh no, avonos dvarim. You're being mitzarah.
Say it again.
This thing. Oh no. Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh no.
And that means?
Don't grieve.
Grief.
Grieve, yeah, don't cause tsar, grief.
No grief. Good grief.
Here's this one. I think you actually asked me about this the other day. Hmm. Okay, listen to this. Ra'isi b'chazonish, shadon b'din chola sheyachol akiv. All right, that's not that one. I'm going to skip that for a second. Lefizinir, shagam b'beis ha-medrash, u'beis ha-knesses, ein ha-chol yachol ha-akiv. Ve'afshar, kishe'osim lefamim, simcha gam zebachal tashmish dira bofen ha-makubo, lefizah devre ha-rivash lo-kai gam b'melamne tinokas. Ve'al pi ha-omer nir, delav dafka beis ha-medrash, du'adin le-yachid ha-lomig b'beiso, chashiv kemili de-mitzah, ve'ein ha-shachin yachol ha-akiv alav milumal b'kol. Guy's learning out loud. Right? And his neighbor, the guy lives next door, he says, what's that racket? Guy's learning in his house. I can't concentrate. He's learning out loud. He says, the neighbor can't be ma'akif. That he can't do. That's a mitzvah. You come welcome there. Shekol she'efshah lasos bo'ofan shelo yafriya. Menuchas ha'shachin chay l'shtah l'alakach. Ha'kalponim l'fnum m'shur sadin. He says, but certainly l'fnum m'shur sadin, if you know the person's resting or a person is sensitive, you try to do what you can to be more sensitive to it. Very practical things. Don't bang, don't put up your sukkah at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be causing people sorry.
Why is that an exception?
The mitzvah?
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah. What are you asking?
Why? You say, why is that? Why?
Why what?
Why is the mitzvah different? Someone's learning out loud and you're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to, you can't tell them to be quiet.
Why not?
That's right, that's the question.
Let's say you want to make some kind of noisy thing on your property. Your neighbors could say, no, we don't want you to do that. The Ramah comes along and says, "Shekol she'oseh b'veiso u'b'chanuso en yachom la'akev lov." If it's inside your house, the other people in the chatzar can't stand in your way. V'siim haramah, dainu dafka b'briyim. This is when the other people are healthy.
Okay, oh, but you can't blast the stereo. No, within your house.
Right. Aval kishish chola yacholim la'akev. But if there's a chola in the chatzar, the chola could get up and say, "No, we don't want you to do that." And the sivas writes, "Shafilu." You can't say that the guy moved in expecting to have this thing going on because he got sick. If the guy's sick, it's bedridden now all of a sudden, and now you're doing something that's disturbing to him, then maybe he could be mocha. Now he says, "V'ha'inu b'mila de mitzvah sheish heter who lav mishum de sar v'kibel v'yesh lodin de imkain mishum b'makom sheish chola." He doesn't say what the heter is because of the mitzvah. I'm not sure. A good question. He should say she just be just as usher.
No, but like even if you're not sleeping, even if you're learning in the Beis HaMidrash.
Right. That's what I was telling you before. I say because we spoke about that. He says you're not mechuyev to stop, but it's lefnim m'shur sadin to try to do in a way that doesn't disturb other people.
Right, the guy who's doing it, if he's a nice guy, you know, he should put that into consideration. But the person who it's bothering still has no right to go and
stop it.
Tell him to stop it, right?
But because you have to say, you know, you can make it a little lower, I'd appreciate it.
No, you can ask, but I'm saying he's not allowed to, like, you're mechuyev to stop.
I understand. And what? But can you ask him to close the window?
Yeah, so actually there is a din in Shulchan Aruch that says that one of the members of the chatzar can teach children Torah in his house, and the Shechinim cannot say, we don't want you to do that. We can't sleep because the children are learning too loud. The word done, l'chol mili de mitzvah, she'inim yechol lim chos b'yadah. Ma'ashav sh'mechol ofa en mutter. Afilu she'ish l'chai like the shiny hosom shu echad m'mnei chatzar. Ava k'shiyo acher, sh'lom m'mnei chatzar l'kva ha'sham l'mod, tino k'shul b'yis rabban. After Shechol Ma'akim, maybe say, oh, this guy's not a member of the Chatzar, so he wants to put his yeshiva that he could stop him. So he says, I already spoke about that elsewhere. So So there's already precedent within the Shulchan Aruch that some of the yeshivas there first, the neighbors can't come and say, hey, it's too loud. If they maybe they could stop the yeshiva from being put there, but once they didn't do that, or they move in after, the yeshiva's there before them, there's nothing they can do about it. So that seems to be the idea over here also. Now, why he goes on to say that not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but even in your house, that he sounds like he's going with the latter part of the Mechaber, who says b'chol mitzvah, right? Any type of mitzvah. So we'll say, learning in your house, is a mitzvah also?
Is it in terms of mitzvah or just something in terms of Torah?
No, that lesson doesn't sound like it's just a mitzvah. I mean, listen, I don't know, what are you going to shech the animals at night? I don't know, I mean, make noise, but I guess other. He said that's why he goes on to talk about putting up the sukkah.
Right,
okay. He says it's in the Mishur Sadin, right? Yesh Lizar, Shasa Kamasa Sukkah.
Riki Sembab Yoma Valila.
Then it goes into a lot of things, which again are seichel dek. We don't really, you don't need to be told these things, but you know, you don't come to visit someone when it's too late, right? Especially when there's other people in the house. You don't call when it's too late. All these things, like he says, they're considered breaches of anah in some cases. You know, a guy sitting shiv, you don't show up at 11 o'clock because you want to be Menachem Mova. People do stuff like that, right? They say, listen, he's getting up tomorrow. I can't go. I'm not going to make it. Okay, so come home early. You can't just show up at some crazy hour and people, you know, do that stuff.
What would you say is too late to call somebody?
It depends. You know, you're calling a place with kids is one time. You're calling a place, you know, with no kids. I think in different neighborhoods there's different things. You know, people call my house all hours of the night. You know. I guess everyone. What? No, people, I'm saying people call my house all hours. I don't know.
Do you have a different line in that?
No. I'm saying just, I don't know. Really everyone knows we're up late. I don't know. I get calls 11 after 11 o'clock. In another house, I think that would be probably too late. I wouldn't call someone else's house after 10:15, probably.
Yeah.
I generally wouldn't call. I mean, calling a cell phone is one thing, but you call. Mm-hmm. Then he has another very practical thing here. Listen to this. He says, let's say a guy knows, he downs a very long Shemone Esrei. He downs a very long Shemone Esrei. He says he shouldn't put himself in a place where now someone else is not going to be able to walk by or walk back. Why are you doing that? Now you're causing a guy. He's talking about a specific case where a guy comes to shul late. He says, you come to shul late, and now you're going to be behind everyone. So you go and you daven right in front of this guy. This guy was minding his business, he was doing everything properly, and now you're holding him up. You shouldn't do that. But I think it extends also to someone who just davens a very long Shemone Esrei. Daven up by the mizrach, daven up by the wall, and that's, you don't have any problems.
Rambam has that.
That halacha?
Brings out if you're down with Tzibor, and it's supposed to take too long. But if you're beyond Bifidus, then you can take as long as you want.
Right, that's for the Chacham specifically?
I think it's
not really. Oh, is it? Okay, I know the halacha by the.
When
by
can
the,
you take as long as you want?
When you're down by yourself. No one's there.
Right.
Well, is why that, would you have to keep up with the Tzibor?
He says by everyone?
I believe so.
Oh, okay, because I think he has a halacha like by the Chacham that, you know, they're going to wait for him. We shouldn't cause the tzibur to wait for him, because normally they wait for the, let's say, they wait for the Chacham. They wait for the rabbi.
Yeah.
So the rabbi shouldn't take exceedingly long.
Rabbi Kalman doesn't.
So they were Gedolim, who used to tell the, you know, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they would say,
go on.
Because they don't want, hey, it's stairs that davening, you know, everyone's waiting, and they don't want everyone to wait. You know, some people. They like the fact that everyone's waiting for them.
Oh,
no, I'm just being honest.
I don't think they always do. They don't do that on purpose to make people wait, some of them.
Yeah, it's sad because I've told you many times.
But still,
it doesn't
sound right that you're supposed to, if that's what it's saying, that you're supposed to keep up with the tzibur.
I don't think keep up with the tzibur. It means you shouldn't make the tzibur wait too long. I think that's what you're referring to.
But assuming there's more than 10 people there, and you're not...
Right, this is not for the tzibur. We have to double check. My recollection is that they're going to be waiting for him specifically.
Oh, that's different.
Right, they're going to be waiting for him.
They have to wait for him.
Right, you want to check it out? Yeah. You know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Huh?
I know, it's somewhere in tefillah.
Oh, okay, good luck. Okay. Right, I think we covered a lot here.
Sunday?
One second, let me just see what else we can do.
I don't know, Shabbos.
Alright, so I guess we'll stop for now with this, and if nothing else, I mean, we understand, obviously there are a lot more examples that could fit into this category, but it should sensitize us to the way we interact with other people, both in business and just in daily interaction.
What do you call throwing litter out of your window?
littering, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean like a guy's driving on the street and throws that stuff out his window?
Yeah, I saw the other day.
That bothers me when some people do that.